This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
When we paint the economy, let's go with beige. I'm David Brancaccio. If you're thinking of exciting color palettes to spice up a snapshot of the U.S. economy, why not beige? America's central bank released its latest beige book, a survey from the perspective of the Fed's 12 regional banks across the country. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is in Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
What does all this beige tell us about the economy?
Well, the beige book comes out 8 times a year, and it's called the beige book because it started out as an actual book, which was beige. It's based on information from researchers at the regional Fed banks who survey local business owners and community leaders. Economist Kathy Busjancic at Oxford Economics told me the upshot of yesterday's beige book is the economy is still growing, but it slowed down in the third quarter.
Only 2 of the 12 districts reported strong or solid growth. The other 10 were modest to moderate. So these, you know, when we add this up, this is the lowest reading since February.
What are they blaming the slowdown on?
The usual suspects, kinks in the supply chain, manufacturers can't get the supplies they need, prices for raw materials are going up, ports are clogged, and of course there's a shortage of workers, and that's forced companies to get creative. The St. Louis Fed reports that a large retailer is raffling off a car to encourage seasonal employees to come to work.
All right. Does this beige book detect brighter spots?
Consumers are a big bright spot. They're still spending, even as prices rise. The Boston Fed reports a furniture retailer increased prices more than 30% since last February. The beige book says retailers and manufacturers are able to raise prices because demand is so strong. And Busjancic says things will pick up again in the fourth quarter. We'll see if she's right when we get the next beige book, December 1st.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thanks for reading through that. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Markets, the S&P future is down 0.2% now. We're also watching for the first trading today in the shared office space company WeWork, 2 years after its first attempt at a stock offering crumbled in infamy. Pinterest, want to see my range of model rockets? It's the social medium to show off collections of stuff or to build virtual scrapbooks. 2 pieces of news. The New York Times is reporting that the payments giant PayPal is deep into talks to possibly buy Pinterest. $45 billion is the number cited. Also, Pinterest is adding more video amid TikTok's wild popularity.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We watch a documentary film a month for our Project Econ Extra Credit. It's truffle season, and if it's a white truffle you want, they're running around $4,000 a pound, although their wholesale price can be all too mysterious. The movie this month is called The Truffle Hunters, about old-school foragers and their dogs in the Piedmont region of Italy. It's a market that is changing. We reached out to Rowan Jacobson, a journalist and author of a new book called Truffle Hound. He's been out looking for the fungus in several continents. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Good to be here.
The film shows a number of times truffle deals happening seemingly on a darkened street corner with sellers not quite sure about the price they should be asking. That might look to an economist like an opaque market. Is the situation actually getting clearer out there in the real world from your vantage point?
I'm starting to see signs that it is. It's definitely still an opaque market. I hung out with truffle hunters who told me one of their chief challenges is trying to figure out what to charge for their truffles. But, you know, like any other gray market, they do that by talking to each other and saying, well, you know, how much are you getting for your truffles? So the more extensive their network is, the better they are at figuring out what to charge these middlemen who try to beat them down on price all the time. But the other thing that's happening is sort of technology is entering this sort of very old school market. So now you're seeing hunters with their own websites and smartphones just finding a truffle, snapping a photo of a truffle, and selling it directly to whoever wants to buy from them online.
The traditional way, right? You go out with a truffle sniffing dog and hope you score. But what about truffle cultivation?
Yeah, so there's two sort of classic truffles in the world. The white truffle, which Italy is famous for, and the black truffle, which France is famous for. And no one has ever been able to figure out how to cultivate the white truffle. But the black truffle has been cultivated for decades. And now more than 95% of the production is from truffle farms, mostly in Spain.
Mostly in Spain. But the Americans are trying it too, right?
Yeah, there are actually hundreds of truffle farms in the U.S. now. None of them have broken through with great success yet, but it seems like they're getting closer. It's a different climate here, different soil. So growing the European truffles seems to take some tricks, but progress is being made. And yeah, you're going to see a sort of a groundswell of interest in domestic truffles here in the U.S. over the next decade, I'd say.
Now, the climate is changing. What are you seeing? How might that affect sources for these little nuggets of joy?
Yeah, you know, my contacts just this week were telling me that it's the worst season for white truffles in Europe that they have ever seen. And that's coming on the heels of one of the worst seasons for white truffles the year before. So the Mediterranean climate is getting drier, and that's not good for truffles. They need a lot of rain during the summer. So white truffles may be moving north, a little bit out of the Mediterranean and into northern areas of Europe.
Rowan Jacobson is a journalist, and the new book is called Truffle Hound, On the Trail of the World's Most Seductive Scent, with dreamers, schemers, and some extraordinary dogs. Mr. Jacobson, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Follow along with us for Econ Extra Credit. Sign up free at marketplace.org/newsletters. Also, stream more of that conversation from our homepage, where we learn that the truffle oil you're probably buying often has no real truffle in it at all, but there is a truffly chemical. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.